Korea recently released three American prisoners. But what does it really mean? I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Today's stories from the mission field spotlight those that are often overlooked by the world, whether it's persecuted Christians hidden away in prison camps or impoverished women in developing nations. God sees them all. Stay tuned to find your place in the story. We're going to start today with a look at North Korea's recent release of three U.S. prisoners, and a lot of questions have been brought to the forefront. Like, is this a sincere move in the direction of addressing human rights? Here's another interesting question. What will it take for North Korea to finally come off the top of Open Doors' World Watch list after 17 years? Robert Kenna of Open Doors USA says the prison release is just scratching the surface when it comes to human rights and religious freedom violations.
We're incredibly excited that three prisoners have kind of a different trajectory for their lives outside of North Korean prisons and interrogation camps. But we're also, you know, pointing awareness to the more than 50,000 Christians that we believe are held in those interrogation centers and prison cells and work camps throughout the country.
And right now, drama between North Korea and the United States has put their June meeting on shaky ground. But whether or not it takes place, whether or not human rights are discussed, Kenna says we can ask God to make a way for religious freedom for believers.
We also pray that they would just hold on to the anchor that they have in Christ in the midst of harsh and extreme conditions as believers, and that they would also be bold and not shrink back, so that they would still, you know, look for those ways to spread the gospel.
Next, when China partners Linda Pervanecki started doing youth ministry in China, she thought she knew what to expect. Little did she know that youth ministry means something very different to the Chinese church.
The younger generation is missing in some of the churches. So when we first started talking to youth ministry with the American context, thinking they're talking about high school students, realized they were talking about people sometimes even under 50.
That's because the younger generation has all but vanished from the local church.
So they really are trying to think themselves and looking for help and how they can have a more effective outreach to be able to include all the people in China to come into their churches and to hear the message of Jesus.
That's why China Partners Youth Serve program is training Christian leaders to minister to young people. With your prayer and support, they'll be able to help the church bring back young people.
It is always a joy to share when we do a training that we are not there, you know, in ourselves, but we are there sent by many people, especially in the rest of the world, who are praying and supporting them. And it just really connects us as a global church that way.
And Mission India's adult literacy classes help men and women in India gain a fifth grade education in reading, writing, and math. But that's not all. Eric Morset with Mission India says,
another kind of outcome from these things is that men and women gain the skills that are needed to launch their own home-based businesses and also improve their skills at their current places of employment.
Recently, Mission India heard Barisha's story from an adult literacy class in India. She used to practice witchcraft and go to the witch doctor. Her family was also in deep spiritual darkness, and her own children even started to follow her example in witchcraft. But then she joined an adult literacy class and learned how to start a garden. Plus,
you know, the great thing about this adult literacy class program is that it brings in the love of Jesus Christ into these programs. And so she started learning about Jesus through her teacher. And as she learned about Jesus and what he did for her, it prompted her to stop spending her income and time in witchcraft. And she started to read scripture and started to pray. And we just celebrate that eventually Barisha did commit her life to Jesus Christ. So for $40 each month, you can enable a male or a woman to be transformed through education and through Jesus Christ.
Find your place in this story at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. Now, you might wonder how radio impacts people around the world with the hope of Christ. This month, Transworld Radio is offering a free booklet called Stories of Hope that lets you glimpse inside transformed lives and take encouragement from God's fingerprints. Get yours free when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.